This week, 5 and 6 year olds will parade through my son's school showing off their costumed finery. They will then retire to the K-1 combined classroom for some, and I quote from the parent letter, frightfully fun games. The teachers anticipate so many camera-toting parents, they've closed the party to all but 4 of us. That same sort of Halloween party letter has gone out millions of times across the United States to a somewhat mixed response. Sure, some parents are moved to grab for the camera, but others grab for the Constitution. They've sued to keep Halloween out of public schools. The parents' reasoning is this. There's supposed to be some separation of church and state in the United States. The words of the Constitution are, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion." Some parents over the years have argued that Halloween festivities establish or promote paganism or the Wiccan religion, one that promotes magic and the power of nature. In school, then, these parents believe impressionable youngsters may be extra impressed by, say, a teacher dressed as a witch, doubly if she then doles out candy. And these cases aren't from the early 1900s. Try 1994, one from Florida, for example. There, parents focused their efforts on witches, specifically. Teachers dressed with pointy hats, of course, but also the green-skinned, wart-toting pieces of cardboard that hang on school walls. The parents argued that such decorations, such costumes, violate the Establishment of Religion Clause because they promote Wicca as the government's religion of choice. The parents asked the court to stop Halloween celebrations in their Florida schools. The court found, however, very little connection between religion and Halloween. The children, certainly impressionable and certainly smitten by teachers turned witches, would likely not make the leap that religion permeates in any way a festive Halloween atmosphere. Instead, with our candy-focused trick-or-treating culture as a foundation, Halloween festivities became solidly secular events. Let the party begin. But what about those Halloween books over there on the school shelf? Parents in Wheaton, Illinois, took aim at those also in 1994. They argued, among other things, that the early readers featuring Halloween witches and goblins had to go, raising separation of church and state concerns. The court again didn't buy it and instead focused on the book series' secular purpose to develop children's minds. No excessive entanglement with religion. Children would not be misled. The parents' lawsuit failed. The Supreme Court would no doubt agree. After all, it's upheld the practice of placing a creche on the City Hall lawn on the theory that even Christmas has been secularized by the dominating presence of Santa Claus, reindeer, and snowmen. This Halloween, the only talk of suits at our house involves the costume variety, Three Musketeers and Merlin garb. It's clear there's no entanglement with religion at our place whatsoever. My grizzled with experience third-grade trick-or-treater responds that Halloween means dressing up and getting candy. Okay, the religion of capitalism, maybe. I'm Amy Guida.